This is an RNIB talking book.
The Collected Stories of Dylan Thomas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Forward. When I told some friends I was about to write this introduction to Dylan Thomas's stories, their eyes lit up. They smiled. They began at once to tell their own stories about Dylan Thomas. He was a man around whom anecdotes crowded, like pigeons in Trafalgar Square. And many of them are good stories, highly coloured and amusing, and not all of them are apocryphal. That Dylan Thomas still exists for many people, the type of the bohemian poet, a man whose extraordinary and inexplicable gift for poetry was all the more amazing when one considers what seemed the chaos of his life. He was, of course, far more disciplined an artist than legend allows. Among other things, he knew himself very well. It would have been impossible for him to have written the many graceful, acute, brilliantly funny letters of apology without being completely aware of his own faults. Those letters are documents of self-knowledge, as well as evidence that he knew other people very well too, and they are written, nearly always, in marvellous prose. In short, Dylan Thomas possessed all the deliberate qualities of a writer of stories. He knew this. From the very beginning of his career, he knew he was not simply a poet. He wrote to Glyn Jones in a letter written when he was 19.